The mayor of New Orleans tells us that about 80% of the city's residents have fled the approach of Hurricane Katrina. We're going now to one of the 20% who did not. His name is Jim Randles. He was born and raised in New Orleans, and he's on the line now. Mr. Randles, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe where you are now?
I'm in the American Can Company building, and it's an old factory that's been converted into apartments, condominiums, huge brick, steel, concrete construction building.
You're emphasizing the construction there. Does that explain why you've gone there?
Yes. Left my house. Wasn't going to stay there.
And why did you decide to go there instead of fleeing the city?
We didn't have a car that worked, so we stayed.
As a high school teacher, have you been in touch with any of your students?
Yeah, there were a couple of families who decided to leave town and help them with some money, for gas money to get out of town and things like that.
You helped them with some money?
Yeah, their decision was contingent on they basically didn't have the funds to leave, which is what happens to a lot of folks in town. I expect, you know, most of the folks who are in the Superdome, you know, if you don't have a car, it's difficult to leave. And even if you do, paying for gasoline or a place to stay, things like that can be difficult. So I would expect the folks who stay, for the most part, are the ones who have difficulty affording leaving.
These are, in some cases, then, people who are risking their lives for want of $50 of gas money or $100 of gas money.
Or a car. I mean, you got to have a vehicle, too.
What did you say as you handed over the money and these families prepared to leave as you prepared to stay?
Oh, said I'd see them in about a week or so. And good luck and be careful.
There have been other terrible hurricanes that have struck New Orleans. Are you old enough to recall them?
Yeah, I was about 5 years old when Betsy came through. And I remember being in the house then with my parents, having the chicken house of the neighbors blow over and having pieces of metal caught in the carport, banging on our car and flying debris and leaking roofs and pots and pans. I'm in a much more comfortable situation right now than I was then.
And in that location, Jim Randles is experiencing the latest hurricane to strike New Orleans.